Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. One more mention. Make sure to check out today's Off the Cuff podcast. It'll be posted in about 20 minutes. It's the second of a two-part series. Who knows? Maybe it'll be more parts than that. About Abe's first date last night. Abe gives us a little recap on how it went.
Yes.
We find out, is there a second date? And if so, maybe it'll be a podcast installment.
If there is a second date, no more pictures.
Yeah, he did send us. Yeah. He sent us a mirror
selfie.
Don't
ever send us an outfit picture, Abe.
I thought he looked good.
Send up well, if you're gonna send, if you're gonna send a picture in our group chat, make sure you put Chipper in there in her raincoat, or it's the babies. None of us do that. None of us send ussies or selfies. Have we ever?
I don't.
No, I've never sent y'all a picture of just me. Selfie.
All I'm saying is there seemed to be a lot of pre-date concern about what I would wear.
What you're going to wear, yeah.
I was sending it for, like, mild approval.
I didn't need it.
I did approve, though. I did approve of the outfit. Like,
After I said that part, then I was like, go get a killer.
Yeah, it looked good.
Go get him, killer.
He looked good. I like the sleeve roll-up is a real, like, casual but classy kind of look. Looked like you were trying to look nice, but also not formal. It was good. I thought it was really good. So check out the podcast today. You find out how it went last night. You just subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. First thing you got to do is download the Odyssey app. It's free. It's free and it's available. Ah, dang.
Hurry up.
First thing you got to do is download the Odyssey app.
No. You can't do that. No.
It's free.
You can't go back.
It's available.
There's no going back.
Download the app, Shawty. You ain't got to wait. Check.
There's no going back. Bro was not paying attention. No.
Download it.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how to get that damn thing out of there, out of that machine.
Never.
Still trying to get that out of there.
We keep playing that.
Learn how to use Vox Pro. Then you can just come on here and do it.
You learn how to use Vox Pro? I used to be a Vox Pro back in the day. Not anymore. Todd's in McDonough. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I listen every day.
How love you, Todd. Doing? I love you. Thanks for listening. What's up?
Good. If the UFC format was like it was originally, like the first one, where, you know, you got 12 guys, you fight, you win, fight again that night.
Oh.
You lose your ass. Uh-huh. At the home station, the hosts, the producers, the call screeners, who would be the champion?
All right, Todd.
So we were all in.
It was like a 12-man octagon. You win, you keep going.
Okay.
Who at the station? Who wins?
I'm trying to get out early.
You're trying to lose early?
Yeah, I got time for all that.
I would lose early without trying, probably.
Yeah, I got time.
But like
that.
Now that Jarvis and Hugh don't work here anymore, they're always we threw them in the mix when we were talking about stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
You can win a fight though and still be incredibly hurt, and then have to fight again in the same night.
True.
That's wow.
True, but like I don't, you know.
if people were interested, the answer is either Mike Randy Johnson. Or Mike Johnson.
Yeah, the guys that played in the NFL. Yeah.
It don't matter, man. Because the thing about it is that, like, I don't want to hurt nobody.
Well, you have to. It's a fight.
I know this. And
UFC
I and Andy, you don't know. You ain't seen that level or
I don't,
that side.
I don't want to. I don't want to see either.
Because I'm an ass whooping.
Sure.
I'm an ass whooping.
Yeah, no, like if I got the misfortune of being drawn against you in the first round, that would really suck. Yeah.
You just tap as soon as they ring the bell?
I'd be, well,
I'd be trying to poke that elbow.
I mean, and it's like, you know what? It done went down and it hurts now. It's starting to hurt a little bit more.
It looks like it hurts.
And it's starting to get caught and stuff.
Yeah, like, you got to go get that bad boy drained out.
I'm all right. I'm almost done with it.
Dom could be a sleeper out there because, you know, they had a fighter on Duke's of Bell yesterday and he was teaching. He put Dom in a couple submissions. So maybe he learned something. He was almost choked out on Duke's of Bell.
I mean, when you say he was getting put in a submission. What the hell does that help? How does that help Dom?
That doesn't sound good.
Well, he might have learned the technique.
I don't know any submissions. I saw a clip of Jeff Teague's podcast where I had forgotten about Ben Simmons making Cat tap out.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's funny.
Like that guy, of all people. That guy.
Oh, man.
I forgot Jeff Teague won a championship. Remember he was on Milwaukee.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was just on with McAfee. He said NBA champion Jeff Teague. I was like, when the hell did Jeff Teague win a championship?
That's great.
That's right. Good for him. He was on the Bucks team.
I think Jeff Teague thinks about it like that, too.
Yes.
Yes.
I was on that team. Will tell you that.
Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Zach.
Hey, so did y'all ever have the talk? Like, how old were you? How did it go? And if you haven't given it yet, do you have a plan? And if you have given it yet, how did it go?
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, I mean,
never had it.
My
parents never talked to me about that.
Oh,
like I think there was sort of like an assumption of like at a certain point, like you kind of know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There was never like a sit down. All right, son, let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
That never happened.
No.
Did you have that?
Mom had had a little conversation. Yeah, I was like 13, maybe 12 or something like that. It was just, you know, it wasn't the actual talking of what you do. It's just the process of, you know, protecting yourself.
Right,
protecting
like the
girl,
consequences potentially.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like we had sex education in school.
Yes.
So I think they had to sign a permission slip on that. And then they were both like, we're good. We don't have to do that now.
The thing with me, well, my boys, because, you know, I have two older sons, and I have one that's coming of age right now. Just be honest with them.
Yeah.
Just be tell them and everything like that, and don't shame them or anything like that. But, yeah, you got to talk to these damn kids because what they see on TV, they think that's what it is. Because that's how I mean, the process of processing, you know, I thought I was old boy. I thought I was old boy and booty talk. You know? I was trying, you know. I thought that's how it went.
We all did. Whether it was booty talk or whatever yours was. Yeah.
Like,
we all thought we were that guy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
yeah.
All right.
Thought it was him.
Didn't last as long as I thought it was going to.
Exactly. didn't know they had takes. and cut scenes.
She was a lot quieter than the others. I'm nowhere near that. You know, we'll get there someday. The only thing we're teetering on the verge of now is just like, Lily really wants another baby. Shouldn't have a baby. She wants a baby sister, and I don't think that's gonna happen.
Why?
I don't think that's gonna.
Why?
Happen. Why what?
Why she want a baby sister so bad? She got a baby brother.
I know she's a
who's
girl.
Awesome.
Hey, but he's a boy. I know. He's dirty. He's always throwing stuff at her. That's his big thing now. Is throwing everything and laughing. And it is pretty funny, but also you gotta discourage it. Yeah, she wants a cute little baby sister. And then now it's like, well, how do we get it? Where do we get babies?
Oh, Lord.
Where'd you get Jack?
There we go. Can we take him back?
And then I told her we'd be a lot more likely to have a baby sister if you'd go to bed on your own a little more quickly most nights.
So she goes to bed.
And so now she's like, let me put myself to bed so I can get a baby sister.
Yeah, dog. It's amazing.
Like, oh, now
now
the
one
onus
thing
is
I
on
never
me.
Did, one thing I would never do with my children is the stork, though.
Yeah. No.
I'm not. We don't mind. Ain't no damn bird bring you out here, all right? And the hardest thing to explain is how, because you have to be, you know, God put the baby in mommy's stomach. No, daddy put that baby in there.
Right.
Daddy put you up in there.
I know.
I was with help from mommy. All right? But yeah, I'm not going to, I don't believe in lying to your children.
No.
But there's half-truths?
Yes. There's a fine line between lying and when it's appropriate to tell the truth.
Yeah, half-truth,
All right. Lying. Here's how it happens. Yeah. Sit down.
Do people actually ever use that stork story?
Yes.
Or was that just an urban legend?
Yeah, no. I don't know.
People use it.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
My all stories you can make up.
Yes.
Why
you can make
one?
Up anything.
Yeah, well,
Cabbage patch. Found
rode
in
here on a lion.
Yeah. Maybe a better thing than a stork. No kidding. What a boring bird.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Let's get a mythological creature or something like that. Some sort of like a, what's that horse with wings? Like a Pythagoras?
Pegasus.
That's what it is. Mike's in Atlanta. What's up, Mike?
All right, fellas. The other day when we were talking about that landline, Randy, you got one. When I hung up, it dawned on me that I really only know like two or three numbers by heart. To like, man. But anywho, I put some thought on this question right here. If you could be at the top of your game and change your job, that'd be easy but make a lot of money. So like for me, Babyface song in the 80s, but he made a hell of a lot of money writing songs.
Yeah.
So to me, I would go that route. I'm going to hang up and listen.
I don't know that I fully understand it. So, like, you could be at the top of your game and change jobs from this?
I think at the top of your game in any profession.
Oh, okay. Got it. And it would be easy.
Oh, man.
God, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand the question either. Like,
I think it would be, what would you, if you could be the best at any other job, what would you do?
Oh,
like me,
okay.
I would play Major League Baseball.
Oh, gotcha.
That sounds hard, though. You know
so
what I mean?
Yeah, I think he's asking what would be an easy job, so I would, like, manage Major League Baseball.
A hedge fund manager.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
A hedge fund manager.
Yeah, let me just be in charge of, like, some sort of sort of investment
situation. One of those
situation.
Jobs where you work from home and make, like, six digits? That's what I want to
be.
Yeah.
Hedge fund manager.
I don't.
And then, or a hedge fund, like, own it, and then sell it?
Or some kind of tech thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sell it and live on a damn planet.
Dominator says web designer.
Yeah, I want to invent the next social media thing after TikTok or whatever the next one's going to be. I'm sure there already is that one, but you know what I mean. Whatever the next one is. And then sell it to, like, Zuckerberg for, like, a bill, and then you'll never hear
from
me again.
Income.
It'll be aggressive, passive and aggressive.
Yeah, I'll just be sitting
I'll be golfing.
Sitting on a plane. No, I'll just be helicoptering back and forth from my yacht in the Black Sea.
Why even fourth?
I'm just saying, like,
go there and stay.
And have, like, a clothing optional banner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go. So there we are. That's what we do. Yeah. Mason's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Been a minute. Two things. So Randy Mack claims to be this country guy, right? So I want to know, is Randy Mack peanut butter, mayo, banana sandwich country? And what is your favorite fruit and vegetable? I'm going to go with cantaloupe and okra.
All right, Mason.
Okay.
Okra. We had okra the other night.
Yeah.
My stepmom makes that.
I don't got to prove I'm country to none of y'all by eating one of the nastiest damn things I've ever heard in my life.
That does sound pretty
that
gross.
That is disgusting.
What did he say? Mayonnaise, peanut butter, and
that ain't country, Mason. All right? That ain't country. That's just nasty.
Never even heard of
that. All right. Now, you said eat a mayonnaise sandwich. You damn right I had plenty of them, but I ain't eating no damn mayonnaise. I ain't that hungry.
If you were doing it like a... Not to prove to the listeners
or anyone, country.
But if you are surrounded by your buddies who also are country and you're having a I'm more country than you contest, what would be the example you would give?
Man, what don't I do that ain't country?
I don't know.
Everything I do. Everything. I'm not, I mean, I am the, you know, we blessed, but you can't tell that.
Yeah, you drink Busch Light.
Yeah.
That's pretty
damn tainted, ain't it?
Bush
Light, that let you know a little couple things about me. All right? I want to give him a country boy act. And I don't eat raccoon. I don't eat deer. That ain't mean I ain't country. That mean I got, that I don't eat it. All right? That's all I mean. That mean I ain't country. That mean I don't eat it.
Okay.
And it's okay not to eat it. Now, anything else?
No, I think that was it.
Right.
I think that was it. Didn't like that one.
You ain't country. I mean, who are you, the country meter?
Are people telling you you're not country?
I don't understand. That's like the third person to call me about that country.
Oh, I didn't.
Like,
okay.
How y'all? Because I don't eat no damn duck meat. I ain't country. No.
A mayonnaise sandwich is just, that's
a mayonnaise sandwich be hitting.
Hey, man.
No, that's disgusting.
Randy.
What?
Your country.
I ain't worried about, I don't need your country approval. Yeah.
It just sounds like it's bothering you.
No, because I don't understand why somebody can sit there and say, hey, your country approval.
You're country enough for me, Randy.
Yeah. Mason, you eat chitlins? Huh? You don't eat chitlins, your ass ain't country. I eat chitlins.
Okay.
Anytime I can, hey.
You're country, man.
Yeah.
You got it. I like apples. That's my favorite fruit.
After all that.
I got one every day.
Got one right there.
Every single day.
After all that, I like.
The best apple is a Cosmic Crisp apple. You should get them.
Honey Crisp. I like Honey Crisp.
Honey Crisp used to be the best, and then they came up with Cosmic Crisp, and they're better.
Oh.
They're like twice as expensive, too. Maybe they really are better.
They're worth it. It's delicious.
I like oranges.
Orange is also good.
I'm a big orange guy.
Also good. What about vegetables?
Vegetables.
Pick a country-ass vegetable.
I mean.
Otherwise.
I like lima beans.
That's yams. Pretty good. That's pretty yum.
Yeah, lima beans. But only if it has ham hock in it. I don't eat my lima beans with turkey like some of y'all non-country folks.
There you go. That's pretty country right there. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Calling up here trying to out-country Randy,
yeah,
all right?
Hey, if you're ever in trouble, with your lady, call Andy. He will be your Tyrone.
Yeah, I'll help you move.
Yeah.
Because you're getting kicked out. We've been crapping on Kirk's all day.
We have.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Randy thought he was old boy in booty talk.
If you're applying for a new job, don't drink Celsius.
Yes.
And the stork, a boring bird.
Yes.
It is. So many better birds than that?
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.